Hello and welcome to the Koofy Minute. I'm your host, Kasim Hafiz, and this is Koofy's new microcast.
Koofy Minute.
Okay, so we are a few weeks on Thanksgiving, a couple of weeks till Christmas, so probably a great time to talk about turkey, right? No, not the bird, but the country. So, it may not have made major headlines, it may not have been in the non-stop news cycles, but there's been a storm brewing with Turkey and the West for a few decades now, and this has just continued to ramp up, and it has implications for both Israel and the United States. Turkey is a major US ally. It's a member of NATO, and early on, the founding of the Turkish Republic, Turkey aligned with the US in the Cold War against the Soviet Union. So much so that the United States has a major base in Turkey, which is home to around 50 nuclear weapons. Turkey was also the first Muslim-majority country to establish diplomatic relations with the State of Israel in 1949. But as time went on, you saw Turkey start to lean away from its traditional friendship with Israel and start to side with Hamas, start to condemn Israel in the strongest terms for defending itself from terrorism. Indeed, Turkey called Israeli actions state terrorism. Defending yourself is apparently terrorism to Erdogan and his friends. And then we've seen Turkey really become a safe haven for terrorists. They roll out the red carpet for Hamas. There are images of Erdogan meeting with Hamas leaders as if they are some sort of heads of state, dignitaries. But what does this mean for the United States? So when the United States was fighting in Iraq and in Syria, Turkey at the same time were attacking the Kurds who were allies of the United States, launching airstrikes against them and other sort of attacks. In addition to that, Turkish-US relations took a further hit when Turkey, a member of NATO, went ahead and purchased S-400 missile systems from Russia. This is completely at odds with NATO's very structure, which means that you shouldn't be buying weapons from essentially your rival, Russia. Turkey persisted. The United States said that if they continued with this, they would be removed from the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. Turkey dug in its heels. The United States placed sanctions, and Turkey was kicked out of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. Rightly so. But Turkey has continued this sort of belligerent stance toward the United States. And then we had the ludicrous imprisonment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was arrested by the Turkish state and kept prisoner for an absurdly extended length of time. He was accused of being one of the people behind the failed coup against Erdogan in 2016. The 2016 coup, which did fail, was used by Erdogan to further increase his powers and delegitimize his rivals, and also purge every facet of Turkish leadership, from the military to the judiciary, of anyone he saw as a threat or a rival. And for Israel, Turkey has been throwing its weight around in the region, in Syria, in Iraq. It's been growing closer to Iran. And like we said earlier, it's been very belligerent in how it talks about Israel. Erdogan was speaking at the opening session of the 16th Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and this is what he said. It is unfair and unscrupulous to make the Palestinians pay the price for the genocide against the Jews in Europe during World War II. He said, adding that as the descendants of an ancestor who ruled Jerusalem justly for 400 years, they do not want to see blood, tears, and oppression in Palestine. Okay, so I'm going to really break this down very quickly. Firstly, this idea that Israel is a result of the Holocaust is absolutely absurd. The Jewish people have historical ties. It is their homeland. The Bible continually talks about the land of Israel over and over again. Initially, he's creating an idea that this is some sort of new relationship. And by using the name Palestine over and over again, he is essentially trying to erase Israel. And secondly, and this is almost laughable, but in true dictator style, he talks about how he is the descendants of ancestors, talking about the Ottoman Empire, who ruled Jerusalem justly for 400 years. 400 years. while at the same time he completely divorces the fact that the Jewish people have had a presence in the land of Israel for over 2,000 years. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And like I said at the start, this name may not be making headlines, but this is important information. This has huge repercussions. And if there is one piece of advice I can give you, and I continue to, get educated, learn about what is happening in the region, because sadly, a lot of these things just aren't covered in the mainstream media. We get to see what they want to show us. And that is why the Kufi Minute is digging deeper to make sure you have the information you need. This is Kasim Hafiz for the Kufi Minute. Until next time, for Zion's sake, do not remain silent. Kufi Minute.